Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KDAC, this is W8CPM, signal check.
KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is K8PCQ taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night mid-Michigan net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, KC8BOA, Rick in Saginaw. No traffic.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADAC, taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night mid-Michigan net. If you wish to join the net, please come with your call sign and your name.
KADAC, mini, Bert, no traffic.
This is
N8NTN, Beaver Township, no traffic.
Last call for pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name. Can anybody relay that last one?
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha. That was Doug. November 8, Nancy Tangle Nancy.
I got that one, and then there was one that came in after that, Rick.
I believe that was Doug inquiring whether or not you got his call sign. And you should have got many in there as well.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is KE8PCQ. And I am located in Bay City. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz and a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KV8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are short time, mobile, or in and out. Hearing none, I will now take check-ins that are on any Echolink stations. I will now take regular check-ins.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township. No traffic.
This is KFA EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
Well, we'll check for any contacts in a few minutes. We'll get started here. Turned out to be a beautiful day, and right now we're at a north-northeast wind at 14 to 20 knots, and heavy overcast with a lot of cloud. It's a nice day, though. We cooked out, and it was great. With that said, KC8 VOA. Good evening, Rick, and stand by Minnie.
Good evening, Dave, and good evening to everybody on the net tonight and those that are listening in. So this was a different week for me this week. Last Saturday, as I was getting out of the boat, I stepped out of the boat, put my foot in the dock, and as I was stepping up on the dock, the boat raised higher than I thought, and my foot caught the gunwale on the boat, and down I went, and I hurt my hip. So I was nursing that along there for a couple days. And Monday, I was got the blower out of the back of the truck and decided I was going to blow the breezeway out. And so I started blowing debris out of the breezeway and that, and the battery went dead on the blower. So I disconnected the battery, and the debris was still blowing, or still flying, I should say. And then they let me up. So I had gotten into a Yellow Jackets nest and didn't know. Ended up with about 15 to 25 Yellow Jackets stings and so forth. I managed to get in the house and drag the field men with me.
Repeater Saginaw.
But in the meantime, I definitely hurt my hip a little bit more and so forth. And scraped all the stingers out, everything else, and put sting kill relief on and mixed up a baking soda paste and put that on and had taken Benadryl and had ice sitting on the stings. And I was doing halfway decent for a few hours. And then the throbbing pain was getting worse and worse and worse. And the cold would not help with the pain anymore. So I decided, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I need to get into the urgent care to get that taken care of. So I got into urgent care and everything else, and they looked me over and says, well, we're going to give you a big shot of steroids to help with that swelling. And they gave me a big shot of steroids and prescribed steroids, but never said anything to me about it messing my sugar up. And then I couldn't get my sugar under control, couldn't get it down where it belonged. And I had an appointment on Wednesday with the endocrinologist scheduled anyways. So I got in there, and I says, any chance the steroids mess with the sugar? He goes, yeah, big time. I says, okay, that's my problem. He goes, yeah, you're going to have to at least double up on your insulin, if not a little more. So I've been playing that game this week and so forth. My hip is still hurting. I use a combination of a cane and a walker getting around, but it's... little by little, I think it's improving, so we're making progress. Not a whole lot of radio stuff this week, obviously. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA, back to KE8PCQ.
Oh, Rick, that's absolutely awful. Stings are terrible, especially if it was like a ground wasp. Something in that nature, and I mean, them babies will chase you all over the yard. Next up, KD8 PAC Mini, standby N8 NTN Doug. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KD8 PCQ. This is KD8 PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. I had a pretty good week. Wednesday, I met with my family for breakfast, and Wednesday afternoon, I met with the girls I graduated with for lunch, and Then Thursday, I went to Bertrand to Applebee's and had lunch by myself for my birthday. So enjoyed that, left there, went to Myers, and then came home. And Friday, I went and had breakfast with friends of mine over in Oakley. So had a pretty good week. So today, I went and got a few groceries that I needed. This is KD8DAZ back to KD8TCQ.
Well, Minnie, belated birthday wishes, and sounds like you're hitting the road pretty good. That's great. N8NTN, Doug, stand by N8KPR, Bob. Good evening, Doug.
Well, good evening to all. And I have lots of sympathy for the getting stung business. I haven't done that for probably 40 years, but when I did it, I did bad. So I just don't like that anymore. I take great pains to make sure I don't get in that situation. Good luck, and hopefully you make it all right. And in NPN, back to net.
I agree with you, Doug, 100%. NHNPR, Bob, and stand by KF8EDQ. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, everybody else on the net. Man, Rick, that was a string of bad luck there, cause and effect. Taking a blower to do clean up some stuff, and that causes disturbs the hornet nest, and the hornet nest come out, they sting you, then you... Then you get steroid shots, which causes your sugar to go up, and man, that's just bad luck right there. But hopefully you're on the mend. So you sound okay. Yeah, I spent the weekend up at the trailer up north in Lupton there, and it rained on and off, and we was able to have a campfire Friday night, Saturday night, but during the day it was kind of rainy, and even today it rained down and off before I left. We finally left. But it was still a good time. Still a good time. I got home and picked the garden. Got a bunch of cucumbers, a couple tomatoes. But other than that, I'll just turn it back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Thank you, Bob. Well, hopefully the garden does okay this year. We're having a lot of issues with, like, green beans, and the corn is coming on, it's starting to come on, tomatoes, no, and it's been kind of rough. Next up, KF8EDQ Mike. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Dave, KE8PCQ, KF8EDQ. Yeah, it was a good week this week. What can I tell you? We took Ducky on Thursday out to Sheffield, visited with some folks. We did it again on Friday afternoon, went out to Health Source out there on Hospital Road, and Ducky visited with some folks again. Saturday, let's see, I got some new tables. I ordered some stuff to facilitate my camping adventures. So I want a new fold-up tables. I got some new fold-up tables. I got ordered some side rails for one of my Azus, my 150, and a Pelican case for it, because I'm going to end up taking my mobile unit out with me when I go camping every time. It was so nice being able to go full quieting into a repeater that's 35 miles away. Really tough to do with a handheld. So, looking forward to our next trip, which is not next weekend, but the weekend after. Reprogrammed the radio, the DMR dual band in the truck today. And that's about it. I got in, I'll let KC8BOA know, I got my 5.9 gigahertz dish. That came in this week. I have not opened it yet. I have not got a chance to, but I intend to very soon. That's all I got for this round. KFA EDQ, back to net.
Well, good, Mike. Good week. I have a folding table that is a Zune Lotu, Z-U-N-E, space L-O-T-O-O. And it rolls up into a 18-inch long, 4-inch diameter bag, if you're interested in getting some of those. Taking further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come now with your call sign and your name.
This is KC8YVF, Ron in Saginaw Township.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Oh, Ron, good evening. You're up.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net. Sorry I'm late in here. I just got back from my daughter's house and route back from Flushing. So we're down to my cousin's house. They had some work that they had done on the house, and they want to put up these outdoor shades, these roller shades, that'll go on the outdoor project that they were working on. So they had my wife down so she could measure, figure out what we needed. I do the installation, so I had to make sure what they were going to do was going to work where it was going to go. So we got that figured out. They ordered pizza for lunch. We sat and visited, had some pizza, had a little wine, and had a good time. So we way coming back, we stopped at my daughter's for about 20 minutes and just got into the house, and my wife says, "Don't you have net?" And I look. They said, "Oh, it's about five after seven, so quick run down here to get on the net. Not too busy a weekend for me for once. Yesterday we were going to do some work around the house. We had the threat of rain. It rained a little bit here there, but really nothing. So we thought we'd go out to the store, and by the time we went out and got our running done, it was like 3:15. So I really didn't feel like doing much outside after that point. So we just stayed around the house, watched a movie last night, and enjoyed it. And then, like, today we were on the run down to my cousin's house and stopped by my daughter. So no work on the house this week, which is kind of strange. Yeah, but that's kind of second weekend in a row we've taken a break from doing projects. Like I said, things coming from the garden. We've got tomatoes, we got cucumbers, we got green beans, we got zucchini, green peppers if I want to pick them yet. I've got probably a dozen green peppers out there. The red ones haven't turned yet, and the little peppers that you see in the bags at the supermarkets, the little eating ones, I've got a ton of those out there. They haven't changed color. Well, one did, and the rest haven't changed color yet. So things are coming along out there. We're going to have a ton of tomatoes if they all turn. We've got a lot of them out there, so we're looking for that. Possibilities of corn. We've got 100 ears of corn on oil on order here to freeze again. So we're thinking possibly this week, next coming up here, we will have those in. So we'll have a little project to do those and get them frozen. They're really nice to have those in the wintertime. Much better than the frozen stuff you get at the store. So that's been kind of the week here so far. We'll turn it back over to Net Control. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net. KC8YVF.
Oh, not a problem, Rick. Or Rick, Ron. My week here, Tuesday, Janie went in for a scope on her knee, and they got into it real well, and she's been pretty much incapacitated for the whole week, trying to get the swelling down and the pain going away, and so we're just helping out where we can, and it's been a week for around the house. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come with your call sign and your name. Well, we'll go back to the top for the 73 round. KC8 VOA Rick.
Well, good evening again, Dave. And good evening to everybody on the net again and those that are listening. Yeah, I'm hoping and praying for a much better week this week. Hopefully everything goes well. Don't forget tomorrow is election day. That's primary. And there's many things on the ballots for probably the local government, so don't forget out there to do your civic duty. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot to add for the week. I just hope it's a nice week, and I hope for speedy healing here, and get back on the mend. And with that, I'm going to say 73 to everyone. Have a wonderful week. KCAVOA, back to KEAPCQ.
Well, Rick, I hope you retaliate on the Hornets, and everything comes to stabilize. 73. KD8PAZ Mini, stand by Doug. 73 round Mini.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening there to Ron, too, and thanks for the birthday wishes, everyone. You know, I had a pretty good time, and Rick, voting is on Tuesday, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday, so it's on Tuesday, the 4th. But anyway, hopefully people get out and vote, so get in who they want to get in. Anyway, not much doing this week, so this is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
73 Mini, and there's always a puzzle to work on. N8NTN, Doug, 73 round.
All I can say is good evening to everyone, and I don't know if I want to be involved in conversations with people having trouble, medical trouble of one sort or another. We'll stay away from that. It might be catching. N8NTN, back to net.
Have a good week, 73. N88KPR, Bob, 73 round.
Okay, Dave. Like I said, we got some rain up north. I checked my rain gauge too when I got home. We only had 0.12, so we didn't really get anything here. I guess I got to go out and water the garden again. Just either tonight or tomorrow morning, one of the two. Maybe I'll wake up tomorrow morning. I got some stuff to put away from camping yet. So, but thanks for doing that, Dave. And I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. Now back in the control. This is NAKPR.
Have a good week, Bob. 73. KF8EDQ. Mike, 73 round.
Yeah, all right, Dave. Thanks for doing the net, and thanks for letting us all in here. It's good to hear everybody, and it's the second of the month, so I think Friday is the meeting. This upcoming Friday, so I'll probably see you there. What else? Not a whole lot going. I got a new radio. I got a Yaesu 310. And I'm pretty excited about it. I've got it set up here in the garage, and I'm pretty taken aback with all the different options. And there's equalizer settings. I'm still trying to figure it all out. Does APRS and C4 FM. So I'm still exploring all of its options and seeing how to program it. It's mostly programmed right now the same way as my 150. With just some hotspot frequencies thrown in there. So, yep, still reading the manual. KF8EDQ 73. We'll talk to you, everyone, tomorrow. KF8EDQ. Back to net.
Have a good week, Mike. Take care of the dogs. 73. K8YVF. Ron, 73 round.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Also, Tuesday, besides Election Day, it's the National Night Out at Saginaw Township Soccer Field. Some people from the Savara and Aries group will be out there. From setup begins at 5 o'clock.
Event usually starts around 6 o'clock, runs to about 8:39. Supposed to run to 9, but usually it kind of finishes up about 8:30 or so. We'll wait and see what shows up. Helicopters, last year they had three of them that came in. We had one of the medical helicopters come in. We had Trooper 3 from the state police, and we had a Chinook helicopter from the Air National Guard. So it was a good turnout when you get the helicopters there. Everybody likes to do tours through those. And usually they'll get at least, 1,000 to 2,000 people that will come through there. So we'll have the county communications trailer out there. I've got about four or five people that volunteered to come out and help. We'll be giving out suckers this year. I bought a bag of suckers to hand out to the kids. We'll be giving out information on ham radio, weather spotting, a National Weather Service type of stuff, things that we do for the community, and tours of the communications trailer. So if you want to be out and about between 6 and about 8:30 or so, stop out to the Saginaw Township Soccer Complex. That's on McCarty Road between Bay Road and Mackinac Road. And it's always a good time to come out and see all of the displays from the police, fire, and other emergency services groups that are out there during the evening. They usually have a food truck or two. They sometimes have the food stand open at the front of the complex. So there's food and drink out there available as well. They added the food trucks just a couple of years ago to it. So that's been a nice addition to grab something there. So 73, everyone, have a great week. We'll talk to you some people tomorrow night on the SavaroNet. We'll talk to you later, KC8YVF.
Have a good week, Ron, and take care of the garden. KC8YVF, K8PCQ here. Any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net, please come now with your call sign and your name. Are there any comments or rechecks? Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, KE8PCQ. This net is now closed, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. 73, everybody.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.